After this, I did as much as I could to resign myself to the will of God. Although many times I was put in such constraints by creatures that at times I would do nothing but cry. The time also came to have me visited by the doctor, and he judged that it was nothing other than a nervous issue. And so he prescribed medicines, distractions, strolls, cold baths. He recommended to my family that they watch well over me when I was surprised by that state, because, he said, if you move her, you can break her, but not fix her. Since when I was surprised by that state, I would remain petrified. So, a war arose on the part of my family. They prevented me from going to church. They no longer gave me that freedom to be by myself. I was watched everywhere, and so they noticed it more often. Many times I lamented to the Lord, saying to him, "My good Jesus, how my pains have increased. I am deprived also of the things dearest to me, which are the sacraments. I had never thought I would reach this point, but who knows where I will end up? Oh, please, give me help and strength, for my nature is failing me." Many times he would deign to tell me a few words. He would say to me, "I am your help. What do you fear? Don't you remember that I too suffered from all kinds of people? Some had one opinion about me, some another. The holiest things I did were judged by them as faulty, wicked, to the point of telling me that I was possessed. So much so that they would look at me with surly eyes. They would keep me in their midst, but unwillingly, and would plot among themselves on how they could take my life away the soonest, for my presence had become intolerable for them. So, don't you want me to make you similar to me by making you suffer on the part of creatures?" So I spent several years suffering on the part of creatures, from demons, and directly from God. At times, I reached such bitterness from creatures and from the way they thought, that I was ashamed of being seen by anyone, so much so that my greatest sacrifice was to appear in the midst of people. The blushing and the confusion were such that I felt dazed. There were more visits from other doctors, but they came up with nothing. Sometimes, shedding bitter tears, I would say to him with all my heart, "Lord, how public my sufferings have become, not only to my family, but also to strangers. I see myself all covered with confusion. It seems to me that everyone is pointing his finger at me, as if these sufferings were the most wicked actions. I myself am unable to say what has happened to me. Oh, please, you alone can free me from such publicity and let me suffer hiddenly. I pray you, I implore you, answer me." Sometimes the Lord, too, showed he would not listen to me, and my pains would increase. Other times, then, he would compassionate me, telling me, "Poor daughter, come to me, for I want to console you. You are right that you suffer. But don't you remember that I too, oh, how much more I suffered?" Up to a certain point, my pains remained hidden. But when the will of the Father came for me to suffer in public, promptly, I went out to meet confusions, opprobrium, scorns, to the point of being stripped naked in the midst of a most numerous people. Could you imagine a confusion greater than this? My nature greatly felt these kinds of sufferings, but I had my gaze fixed on the will of the Father, and I offer those pains in reparation for many who commit the most wicked actions publicly, with open eyes, boasting about them without the slightest blush. I would say to him, "Father, accept my confusions and opprobrium in reparation for many who have the insolence to offend you so freely, without the slightest sorrow. Forgive them. Give them light, that they may see the ugliness of sin and convert. I want to make you too share in these kinds of sufferings. Don't you know that the most beautiful presents I can give to the souls I love are crosses and pains? You are still a little girl in the way of the cross. This is why you feel too weak. Once you have grown up and have known how precious suffering is, then you will feel stronger. Therefore, lean on me. Rest, for in this way you will acquire strength."